Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Daily, Day 3. A healthier Ramadan, a happier you. My dear listeners, I hope you're having a wonderful Ramadan thus far. In the sanctity of Ramadan, while our spirits ascend through fasting, prayer, and much reflection, let's not overlook a crucial aspect of our well-being, which is our health. Health is not just a blessing, it is our most significant asset, a responsibility, an amana that is entrusted to us by Allah. In fact, it's something that we often take for granted, don't we? We don't really wake up every day and say thank you for the ability to breathe, thank you that I don't have a migraine, thank you that my feet are working, thank you that my body is able to go to work and to produce the work that is required by my employers and my colleagues. So health is important because without it, the riches of the world, whether it's family, money, job, possessions, and even our future plans will all lose their essence. So, in this blessed month, I intend to make a pledge to myself to honor this trust by nurturing my physical and mental health, paving the way for a healthier and happier me. And I would like to invite all of you, my listeners, to join me in this pledge. Let's begin with our physical health, the importance of nourishing the body mindfully. You see, our bodies are a form of trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we treat our bodies reflect our gratitude and respect for this gift. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, said, "Take advantage of five before five, your youth before your old age, your health before your sickness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before you become preoccupied, and your life before your death." Hadith narrated by Imam Al-Hakim. This Ramadan, let's make mindful choices about our meals during sahur and iftar. Let's try, as tempting as it may be, to opt for the less nutritious. We have to challenge ourselves to opt for nutritious, balanced meals that fuel the body without overburdening it. Now remember, moderation is key in everything that we do, especially in the food intake that we give to ourselves. Excessive eating not only harms the body, but it dulls the spirit too, making it harder for you to engage in ibadah, in qiyamul layl, in qira'atul quran, and in good deeds in general. Remember the countless times in the past when you didn't feel energized whenever it was time to hit your ibadah goals in Ramadan? Well, I'm sure you have stories that you can go back to, you know, from past years Ramadans. Well, it could have been that your diet was the issue. It wasn't well managed. So I suggest that we all can read up and learn more from the experts. And I believe that everyone's body is different. So there's no one-size-fits-all model that works for everyone. Continue to explore and see how your body reacts to each one. I found one that works for me after many tries and failures, you know. And maybe it's time for you to figure out yours this year. A key aspect of taking care of our bodies is making time for exercise. This is a big challenge for me personally because of my hectic schedule, and I know many of you listening could probably relate because you have a crazy schedule too, that it's easier to just give ourselves this excuse that, you know what, I don't have time, it's okay, I'll do it tomorrow, it's okay, exercise is not for me, I'm just too busy, it's only for others, you know. And I think that's something we need to overcome. Incorporating regular physical activity into our daily Ramadan routines is also equally essential. So once again, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, please know your body, your past physical injuries, look into your history, your past and current medical conditions. All these need to be taken into account, even your age. right? So there are many factors to consider so that you find the kind of workout or exercise that suits your body. For some, it may be lifting some weights, but for others, it's just about going for a quick jog in the morning or just playing your favorite sport, like they love table tennis or they love to swim, you know, or play football. So just find something that works for you. Exercise does not need to be rigorous to be beneficial. Something light but consistent can significantly impact our health and energy levels positively. I've personally found that stretches done daily with the right guidance suits well for me, in addition to a few minutes a day of on-the-spot workouts to get my heart pumping. Working out is a form of self-care, and this act of self-care is in line with the Sunnah, promoting a balanced lifestyle that honors the body as a vessel for our ibadah. So amidst the fast-paced rituals and responsibilities, let's try to find moments to pause and meditate too. Because reflection is a form of worship too. A moment to connect with our Creator and realign our hearts and minds with our purpose. So pause and take slow, deep breaths. These moments of stillness are not just spiritual, but they are a bridge to your mental well-being, reducing stress and enhancing clarity. Some timings to consider this would be during tahajjud. You can do this when you wake up for your sahur, or you know, even before you begin your iftar. Another good timing would be just before you sleep. This is my favorite time. This activity can be done on your bed prior to resting your head on the pillow. And that's a good time because that's when you've done everything that needed to be done that day. You've experienced every emotion that you needed to experience that day as a result of your interactions with people and other things that happened along the way. So muhasabah before you end the day. And lastly, I want to talk about mental health and spirituality. Mental health is intricately linked to our spiritual state. The Quran reminds us, which means, indeed, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 28. Let's deepen our connection with Allah, finding solace in prayer, in Quranic reflection, and in dhikr. These spiritual practices are not just acts of devotion, but they are also nourishment for the soul, which is essential for our mental well-being. Please take care of your mental health. Please rest your mind if it's overwhelmed. In the vast expanse of human experience, mental health and spirituality are definitely intertwined, like the roots of an ancient tree, each feeding into and supporting the other, providing strength and stability through life's crazy storms. The Quranic verse also that I mentioned earlier, which is about remembering Allah and then it leading to us finding rest, serves as a profound reminder of this very connection. It highlights how spirituality, particularly through the lens of Islamic practice, is not just a facet of our lives, but the bedrock upon which our mental well-being is built, mashallah. Consider once again the analogy of a tree. Just as a tree's roots draw nourishment from the soil to grow skywards and thrive, our souls draw sustenance from our spiritual practices. So once again, turn to dua, turn to sunnah prayers, turn to reading and deepening your understanding of the Quran, turn to dhikrullah and salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the soil from which our inner peace and mental resilience will grow. These practices, they anchor us, providing a sense of centeredness and stability and calm in the tumultuous world we live in. They are the sunlight, the water, and the nutrients. All three of these things that our souls require in order to truly flourish. Research supports this deeply symbolic relationship between mental health and spirituality. There was a study published in the Journal of Religion and Health. It found that individuals with a strong spiritual life actually exhibit higher levels of mental health and resilience. The research suggests that spirituality provides a buffer against the stresses of life, offering a profound sense of purpose and meaning that contributes to our overall well-being. It's the knowledge that we are part of a greater plan that can help us navigate through the darkest times. This connection can be likened to the relationship between the earth and the rain. Just as the earth absorbs the rain, causing it to replenish its reserves and nurture life, so too does our engagement with spiritual practices. The ibadah that we perform with humility and with ikhlas nourishes our souls and rejuvenates our mental health. In moments of prayer and reflection, we find a sanctuary, you know, a tranquil oasis that refreshes us, helping to wash away the anxieties and stresses of everyday life. And Ramadan gives us those moments. Ramadan enhances those moments of prayer and reflection. Let us therefore deepen our connection and relationship with Allah, finding solace in the rituals He has prescribed for us. This month, let us engage with the Quran, and not just as a book, not just as, you know, a mushaf where you just read, but as a conversation with the divine. Let your prayers be a moment of intimate discourse with Allah, where you lay bare your fears, your worries, your hopes, your sadness, and your gratitude. And let the practice of dhikr remind you in every moment of Allah's omnipresence and His mercy. So in nurturing our spiritual selves, we fortify our mental health. That's the goal, crafting an unbreakable bond between our inner peace and our faith. This journey towards spiritual and mental well-being in this month of Ramadan is a testament to the beauty of our creation and the mercy of Allah. In conclusion, we need to aim for a more holistic approach to our well-being. By choosing our meals carefully, maintaining a balance between nourishment and moderation, making time for physical activity, embracing moments of reflection, and nurturing our mental health through our acts of worship, all these are our conscious efforts to show that we are honoring the trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in us. So a healthy Ramadan is not just about abstaining from food and drink, it's an opportunity to reset, to realign every aspect of our being, which includes both our physical and mental health. So let's make this the start of a healthier journey, embracing the true essence of Ramadan. Remember, a healthier you is not just a gift to yourself and your loved ones, but it's also a testament to the gratitude you show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the life that He has bestowed you with. Thank you, Ramadan Mubarak.